Blog Talk Radio.
All that we encounter to experience clamors for our attention, attempting to hold our focus. Let your journey be free of ties that bind by valuing all things equally. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Life of Miracles. We are your host, Denise O'Regan, with our beautiful sister, Linda Iverson. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Denise.
Welcome, and we have another exciting show lined up for you this week for everyone listening in. And we just shared, that was number 9 from the Elfin Quest cards, which we'll be sharing a little more on using those tonight. But I have to say thank you, Linda, for inspiring this week's show and the valuable information we're sharing from our beloved Almeen.
It's my pleasure.
So we are going to talk about some of the principles for living pristine humanity, pristine godhood that was shared by Almeen. Linda, when was this shared?
They were shared on the I Am course in June of 2014.
Wonderful. So we are going to talk about some of the principles. For example, we have 18 principles of fullness and just some more wonderful information that was given. I guess just, would you say, Linda, just being home for ourselves?
Yes. What it is it's allowing us to use the tools that Almeen's given us to be able to clear what we don't even recognize is still within us, programs, beliefs, stuck emotions. So it's helping to clear and helping us to get through the membranes of change.
Yes. And what I loved about this information that you had sent me is also releasing the mirrors of directions.
Yes.
Which...
Because first one that we're going to be dealing with, the principles of fullness, it says that change comes through opposition when we have a reflection as our surrounding reality. Mirrored reflections portray a reversed or backwards image of ourselves. This means that the environment becomes our opposite, and opposites are always hostile to one another. So the next evolutionary step allows life to unfold with a lot more grace by having our environment not be a reflection, but rather an expression. Mm-hmm. So by doing these 18 principles of fullness, what you do when they add up, because each principle adds upon the other, it creates the equation of immeasurable gratitude for the incomparable gift of individuated existence.
So that's the 18 principles of fullness.
Yes.
Equals just what you said, the immeasurable gratitude for the incomparable gift
of individuated existence.
Existence. And then the next one we have is the 9 principles of feeling at home, which equals
the divine compassion that includes all within the resonant expression of our timeless self.
Oh, I love that. Plus, we take the 36 principles of limitless supply, and that equals
praise in action through acts of excellence and devotion. And it's in this one that we're using the Elfin Quest cards.
Oh, the Elfin Quest and Song of Joy.
Song of Joy, yeah, because there's 3 principles. The Art of Happiness, which is the Elfin Quest deck. The Song of Joy is in ourselves. And glad expectations with which we approach life in innocent wonderment.
Oh, my gosh.
Then we live from our delight and we have a limitless supply of resources.
And we open to a life of miracles.
Yes,
right there with
that it is, yeah.
And then, of course, the last is the 18 principles of
brilliant authenticity.
Brilliant authenticity. And that equals
the flight of freedom of the trusting heart.
That just melts my heart when you say it.
Yeah. They're wonderful tools to be able to, and I mean, each one stands upon its own. You don't have to work them all together, but the way I did it was I took the material from my course and I made little booklets because there's so much of it. So if you put it all as one booklet, it's too overwhelming.
Yes.
So what I did was I broke this one down into a booklet to work with.
Which is amazing. I'm so happy you did that. What I love about all these principles is because, you know, we look at the mirrors, our distortion. So all of this stems from fears that we hold.
Right, because it says in this introduction that to achieve this, we have to eliminate the mirrors that distort reality. There are 4 primary mirrors that form the illusions of the 4 directions. The mirrors form from distorted attitudes, and distorted attitudes come from suppressed areas of expression. One such mirror representing the South forms from the fear of being alone. This in turn forms a result of not living the 18 principles of fullness. When these principles are integrated, life becomes an expression of yourself, supportive, harmonious, and graceful.
I'll take that, please. So should we share the 18 principles?
Certainly.
Of fullness?
You go ahead and start.
So each one of these principles has a sigil that comes with it that Almeen has drawn. So the first one is unselfconscious experience.
You're going to do the whole page, right? Okay.
The second one is the fulfilled moment, the treasure chest of eternity. And I'm drawing the sigil as I say it.
Yeah.
The full, number 3 is the full and passionate engagement with life. 4 is the balanced expression of androgyny. 5, we have living from the fullness of the heart. 6 is recognizing that I am all.
And number 7 is potent expression from our limitless self. Number 8, passionate gratitude for individuated existence. Wholehearted appreciation for manifesting perfection of life is number 9. Number 10 is the potent expression of adoration in action. You kind of get lost in the sigils.
Oh, I
number 11 is the wonderment of childlike innocence. And number 12 is loving the eternal journey with non-attachment to outcome.
Oh, that one is, I feel so free for me with that.
And I mean, if that's the only one that we can achieve, I mean, that one in and of itself right there is so liberating and opening to all the potential that exists.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, as you know, for each of these principles, yeah, if we can, you know, incorporate all of them, it's incredible. But you're right, to live just one of these fully is life-changing.
It is. Yeah. On more levels than we're even capable of understanding.
Yes. Oh, isn't that great? Okay, so the next one we have is willingness to receive through releasing judgments of worthiness. 14, living beyond the law of compensation through the surrendered life. 15, accepting the divine heritage of the fullness of eternity. 16, replacing memories of lack with glad expectations. 17, emotional self-sovereignty through the supported expression of the sub-personalities. And the last one is the guiltless enjoyment of effortless, boundless abundance.
That's another one. If we could just live that one,
it
would change everything else within the paradigm.
Effortless, boundless abundance. Even saying that is like...
But there's a guilt that we never even recognize attached to things that we have in our life, like the comparison when somebody goes on vacation and they've gone to a third world country. There's a guilt that they feel because they're so privileged to have what they have and feel guilty because of it. So then it becomes a struggle. It's like, well, why, you know, and we don't even recognize that we do it.
Yeah, it's true.
So learning this principle right here would change so many other things that we're not even consciously aware of.
Yeah. Wow, can you imagine how different life would be for everyone?
Everyone, because changing our environment is going to change theirs as well. Because I grew up foreign, like I grew up in Venezuela, so the poverty was around, but it was only what we perceived it to be poverty. I mean, they didn't see themselves as being poor.
Yeah.
The happy and the celebration. I mean, the kids had no problem running around with no clothes on. They enjoyed it. I mean, it was, you know.
Well, it comes down to the simplicity and complexity.
Yes,
right?
the amount of attachments we hold.
Yeah.
They have no attachment.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
It is, yeah. It's an interesting perspective, and you're right. We hold these, you know, distorted emotions, or even, you know, we hold fear of, you know, someone said to me once who had a lot of money, you know, there's a lot of responsibility that comes from having a lot of money, you know, and could be fear attached to that, the responsibility and then the commitment of, you know, having to take care of it all.
And sometimes what happens is somebody that has lived their life where that boundless resources come, they sometimes fall into the fear of those around them. And then they start worrying about what their life will be like if they can't bring them in all the time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because then, yeah, we get used to...
And then the flow stops.
Yeah, it has to be a certain way, or we have to do, you know, be aligned with duty and responsibility and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally block it.
But actually, I think that's partly called dharma. Like, if you talk to people that do past life stuff or any of that kind of information, it's you've got karma and you've got dharma, and dharma is where right living, right action in past lives. So there's a lot of people that come into this realm and have that Dharma, but struggle so much with it because they don't feel deserving of it.
Yes, that's
so it becomes
true.
A struggle in and of itself.
Yeah. The self-worth.
Yeah, that was one of the principles.
Totally, totally. Yeah. So all of those 18 principles, again, add up to the immeasurable gratitude for the incomparable gift of individual existence. So we equal that now with the 9 principles for feeling at home with our vastness. Again, this is a big one.
It is.
Too, that can hold a lot of fear.
Yes. Yeah, it's the mirror. Almeen has it here as the mirror of the West, and it forms from the desire to define and know the self. Although the quest for self-knowledge is a way to guide your journey beyond the stagnation of the familiar into the fresh resources bestowed on travelers into the unknowable. Excuse me. It is just a game. We have to remember that the journey serves a purpose, but it is based on an impossible premise, that the true self can be known.
Wow.
So the desire for a tribe stems from the fallacy that we can know ourselves by surrounding ourselves with others who have similarities we share. This creates stagnation within the mirrored world of uniformity. To correct these skewed perceptions, there are 9 principles for feeling at home with our vastness. When these are expressed, the need for identity through self-knowledge, as well as the need for creating a reference point by belonging to a tribe, it disappears. These needs are the direct result of the fear of our vastness.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But if we release identity, personality, then we can go beyond.
Yeah. And so those principles, the way that works is like, yeah. The first one is being nomads of infinity, following the trails of inspiration.
That is poetry to my heart.
So it's becoming that and that's what the 18 principles before were, becoming that individuated, right? Because that's what the equation creates, immeasurable gratitude for the incomparable gift of an individuated existence.
Yes.
So this is taking it another step further by becoming the nomad, not having to fit in. So you're the nomads of the infinity.
It almost feels like, you know, wherever I am home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love that just the image of being a nomad.
Mm-hmm. And then seeing oneself as the door of everything, the open portal between inner and outer space. And we'd spoken once before about how what we're trying to do is incorporate the inner and outer senses.
Yeah.
Right. And in doing that, you're creating the combination of inner and outer space.
Mm-hmm. And seeing yourself as that, you know, that
the doorway.
Infinite sluice.
Yeah.
And the next one?
The next one is the expanded lightness of being by dissolving the reference point of identity, which is what you just said about letting go of our identity.
Yeah.
And then the next one is being comfortable with becoming the contradiction by living inner and outer realities at once.
I love that one. I love when Almeen talks about becoming the contradiction.
Yeah. Because that's where all the freedom lies.
Yeah.
Because we've been brought up to have the belief systems and the programs that it's important how we present ourselves to the world and how they perceive us to be. There's value in that. And that's what keeps us in that stagnation, is that belief system. Nobody steps out of bounds, so there's more ability to control.
Right.
And when you get to that point where it's none of your, blah, blah, there's that saying, it's none of your business what anybody else thinks about you. When you get to that point of being totally able to own that, then that's where this one comes in, where you're comfortable with becoming that contradiction. And number five is becoming the unique perspective by masterfully manifesting the fluid reference point of delight.
Read that one again. Becoming
the unique perspective of the infinite by masterfully manifesting the fluid reference point of delight.
Oh, I love that.
And no one does that better than Almeen.
No one.
The delight and that, you know, just the little. When you go back and listen to some of her recordings and stuff, there was the one with the baby. Did you hear that one? I can't remember where it was. It was on the diary here last summer. But it was one where she gave the blessing to a baby, and she was just, it was so heartwarming. It just made you, I don't know. It brought tears to my eyes, but yeah, you could feel her excitement. I mean, she always loves babies, but this one was just,
I don't remember that one.
Don't you? Mm-hmm. I know Donna, of course, has it. She put it on, she did something with it. She recorded it somewhere or something off the diary. So I'll see if I can't find it to share.
Okay.
So, and the next one is stepping out of the ring of combat by engulfing the storm.
Oh, I love that. That's where we're the eye and we're the storm.
Yes.
But there's something also very powerful in that, saying I'm stepping out of the ring of combat by becoming the storm.
Yeah, and I think for my interpretation of that is it's when you let go of all expectation that you're able to come to this point of being able to step out of the ring of combat, because you drop the rope of tug of war, of you being right, me being wrong, you being right, my being, you know, all those things. And it's when you hold that expectation, when you believe, in my experience, I had a treatment this morning with Sharla, and I hadn't recognized that I was still holding an expectation around an experience in my life, in that I recognized that by holding the expectation, that was where I was allowing the hurt to come in, because I held that expectation. And so it was allowing myself to surrender to the knowing that because I held an expectation of somebody having the same value in the friendship and the relationship as I did, it created that expectation of, well, how could they do that? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes things happen in our lives that we can't understand because we don't hold it within ourselves. So you have no reference point.
Right.
But it's recognizing that as soon as you let go of that expectation and you let that breath out, what you do is you release any power or control that they might have to do anything to you, because the only way they do that is when you give it to them.
Yeah. And also, too, it's being able to see from a different perspective, from that,
right,
you know, eternal eagle's perspective.
Yeah.
That really, for, you know, whatever wrongs we perceive that have been done to us, you know, It's always for our
highest
good.
Always us that brought it to ourselves. And that's what most people struggle with is, well, why would I bring something like that to myself? Why would I do that to myself? But it's in recognizing that in that, the beauty and the gift of it is the clarity that it can bring if you're willing to engulf the storm.
Yes. That's very good, Linda. Very good.
And so number seven is the awakened reality of the vibrant existence of the master at one with all things.
I love that. No opposition.
No, and recognizing that there's nothing inside or outside of ourselves. We are all that is. So it's becoming awakened to that reality.
Yeah.
That we are all things.
You know, and that's how we recognize the miracles in our life, is just being fully aware in the moment, being awake to you know, what we're experiencing or expressing, that's when we see the miracles.
That is, yeah. And so number 8 is releasing the anchors of agenda-driven relationships.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
It is, and it's one that can catch you off guard because in your head you think you've done it. You think you've let go of those anchors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel that something's just not quite, you know, because our bodies give us that indication, right? And so you can tell, on, and that's what happened with me this morning. I realized that I had it in my head, but it hadn't reached my heart yet.
Mm.
We got clarity in the heart today, so in a good day.
Well, that's great. Thank you for doing that for all of us, Linda.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the last one
is using the inner senses to map out the fluid vastness of inner space.
And we have a lot of inner senses.
We do. There's 96. How did that go? There's 96.
Yeah, 96
nuances.
Yeah.
Of the senses.
Senses.
Yeah. And so using those, that's going to help us become fluid in that vastness.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's what's going to lead to our levitation. The balancing of gravity and levitation.
Yeah. And help us to feel at home. Like,
yes.
You know, wherever we are, we're home.
Yes.
And we can work with the Fragrance Alchemy, the Song of Joy, which is, I have to say, I think one of my favorites. It's hard to have a favorite, but it's truly one of my favorites.
And see, that's something I find really astounding. I've never smelt that one.
You haven't?
And, you know, I was at the retreat. Carol and I were both at that shamanic retreat when that one was brought forward. But for some reason, we never, ever ordered it and never brought it in.
Oh.
So I've never smelled it. So I do have it on order now.
I was going to say, maybe you don't need it, Linda.
I just found the song of joy.
You don't need it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so very much. But yeah, no, I just found it really interesting that it was one that we never, because the only way you could get it time was through the retreat, if you were there, or if somebody was at that retreat, they could get it for you.
Yes.
It's just in the last couple months that they've brought it back again.
Well, I think there were so many requests for it that they finally said,
okay. Well, yeah.
There's a need for the Song of Joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also, actually, for this one, it's not so much there is sigils, but there's gorgeous wheels that Almeen drew for each principle there.
Right.
Which is lovely. So... had the Song of Joy. Did it? This one have the Elfin Quest as well?
No, the Elfin Quest is in the Principles of Limitless Supply. That's the next one we were going to talk about.
Oh, okay. So let's jump into this one.
Okay.
Because I love this one. The Principles of Limitless Supply, which
works. 36 of them.
Oh, yeah. So this works with the mirror of the east. Now, Linda, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it direction of the south is the nurturer?
Yes.
The west,
the south
is the inner child?
I've never really paid much attention to the direction, so I can't speak to it for sure. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the west is the child, the north is the warrior, and the east is the sage.
Sage. Yeah, that sounds right, but
so east, we're working with this next group of principles. Limitless Supply works with the mirrors from the east. And this formed from the fear of
annihilation
of our self-aware individuation. The duality in which we have lived has programmed us to believe that cosmic resources are in limited supply. The reason for this is that the space created when two poles separate is cut off from the supply of source. Whatever resources are left are competed for by the opposite pole, since more of one is less of the other. In living the 36 principles of limitless supply, the fear of lack is replaced by the deep acceptance of the boundless resources at our disposal. Can you imagine if we released that fear of lack?
Yes.
And just completely became one, knowing, you know, we are the infinite, like connected to the infinite supply at all times.
Yeah, and that's where you become that self-sovereign being. And that's where the self, when Almin talks about the self-government and being self-sovereign and everything, that's how you achieve it, is through the 36 principles of limitless supply, yeah. Recognizing that we have that within us.
Yeah.
And you can't make a hole in the ocean because it fills itself in. So
that's it. Yeah. So the filters are cleared out, and, you know, we're completely resonate with the resources generated by the infinite, you
know? That's right.
And there you go. We live and play with the Art of Happiness, the Elfin Deck card, and again, the Song of Joy in ourselves, with the glad expectations with which we approach life in innocent wonderment. And you know, I listened recently to Almin talking about karma, and karma is released or dissolved when we can see the innocence in life, which is just reminded me of what you were saying in your insights from this morning that you got.
Yeah.
In, you know, in clearing that perceived you know,
hurt.
Yeah. That when we see the innocence in, like, our role and the other person's role, we dissolve all the karmic that was
right
there.
And because it becomes that point of self-responsibility, of recognizing that and that's where, when we live in conscious thought, we don't have that happen to us as much, because we're consciously aware of what we're thinking about. So we don't have things coming into our life unexpected, because we've just let life lead us.
Right.
Through unconscious thought.
Yeah. We take responsibility for what we're creating.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we live from our delight and have a limitless supply of resources.
And you know, it just sounds like it's almost too simple to be a truth, but the more simple things are, the more truthful they really are.
Yes. And not to be taken at face value.
No. Oh, no. There's so many levels to everything that Almin has given us that it's like peeling that onion.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, you know, I've always expressed life as being a spiral, where it starts out as the thumbnail, the size of your thumbnail, and with each experience it comes around, it grows bigger. And so when an experience comes forward, if we allow our emotions and feelings in that moment to be expressed, then we've learned what it is we brought it to ourselves for.
Yes.
But if we choose in that moment not to experience it by feeling it, allowing the emotions and feelings to come forward, we push it away and push it down. So we've pushed that part of our, in my understanding, in my way I see it, is we've pushed that part of our soul away.
Mm.
So it will come back around in another form with the same energy vibration to it for us to try and get it again. And the soul will keep bringing it around until such time as we get it. And sometimes it becomes a catastrophic event because you've chosen to push it away too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
So.
Wonderful. Okay. Do you want to start with this 36 principles?
Yeah. Number one is impeccable timing of supply. And there's sigils with each one of them. Number two is accessibility of resources generated by source. Number three, the field of delight as a transducer. Number four, limitless receptivity and flourishing. Number five, becoming the inevitable conduit of supply. Number six, being at one the extravagant opulence of nature.
Oh, I was totally feeling that one this weekend, let me tell
you. Were you? Awesome.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Totally connected to that. But I like the field of delight as a transducer. That's my new role.
There you go. And that's and up above, when we were doing the explanation, it was talking about the transducer in the explanation, in the introduction. The reason this great gift has eluded us is that the transducers that step the infinite's resources down to a usable level have not been working, because we haven't been expressing it in delight.
Right.
In a field of delight.
That's, oh, so good. So the next one we have, number seven, is guiltless increase. Number eight is heartfelt acknowledgement of the inability of life to be depleted. Number 10, evolved abilities to receive. Got a little backwards there. Sorry, I went from number 8. Number 9 and number 10 are reversed here on
yeah,
my page.
They are on mine too now that I'm looking at it.
Oh, number 9, indivisible existence beyond polarity. We know there's no mistakes. So. And then number 10 is evolved abilities to receive. 11 is the acknowledged wealth of opportunities. And 12 is knowing the vastness without to be within.
Number 13, knowing yourself to be the most influential point in your universe. That one's powerful.
Yes.
Very, very powerful. Number 14, vistas of breathtaking grandeur. So, number 15, timeless flow of supply. Number 16, life's fluid compliance with the dream of the trusting heart. Number 17, the confident playground of the reality of the gods. And I think in that one it's very interesting and powerful is that you recognize the word playground.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
That's what it is. I have visions of Almine's secret garden.
Yeah. Yeah. And number 18, the ever-renewed replenishing of limitless resources.
Oh, I like that one too.
Yeah, and the best way to visualize that is recognizing that you cannot ever make a hole in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So whatever it is that you're using or whatever it is that you're doing, if you allow yourself to always envision it as being that infinite ocean, that when you take a scoop out, it fills itself in with what? So it's never empty. There's never an empty spot.
Yeah. And really, you know, I think that's what these add up to is, you know, knowing and trusting in that universal supply from source. You're right. There's no hole in the ocean.
Yeah. And so what they add up to, like it said before, was what they add up to is praise in action through acts of excellence and devotion.
Mm. Wow. Okay, so we have number 19 is the boundless expression of the authentic heart. 20, we have freedom of living in self-sovereign support and sustenance. 2021 is becoming the living fountain of life. 22 is living in the ecstasy of the eternal moment of fullness. 23, we have the constant companion of gratefully accepted fulfillment. And 24 is the dynamic balance of the harnessed flow of accrual and dispersal.
Number 25, opening the cellular solaces of supply. Number 26, living from quantum fields of grace. Within number 27, wealth immeasurable from the storehouse of eternal supply. Number 28, high alchemy through impeccable interactions. Number 29, the sacred union of the one and the many. Number 30, actualizing potential into possibilities instantaneously through slight intention within expanded awareness. There's a whole lot in that one.
Oh my gosh, there is. There's a lot in that one. But let me read the next one. 31. Oneness with the tone of nature, true resonating with its song of adoration in action. You know, it's true. You want to feel abundant, just go out. This time of year is perfect. And connect with nature and all its elements. It's amazing. 32 is dissolving the value judgments of quantity over quality. 33, delighting in the dance of dynamic balance. 34, the passionate participation in life expressing through us. 35 is living within the welcoming home of the self. And last but not least, we have knowing your universal reality to be a resonant expression of yourself. It is therefore able to receive your reverence and respect and able to offer unlimited support and delight the way song can delight the singer. Wow.
They're very powerful.
Very powerful. Oh my
and so
gosh.
And when I put them together in the booklet, I don't dedicate every day to doing them. I try and do them every day, but I don't use it as a tool to beat myself up if I haven't done it that day.
Yeah.
I recognize that everything tends to become focused in the thought of the moment when it's something that we're needing.
Yes.
And so by having them in the little booklets, I can put it in my purse and say I'm sitting in traffic. It's something I can pull out and look at. It's something if I'm sitting in a doctor's office or I'm sitting waiting or standing in line in the grocery, you know, it's something that I can be using to help bring me into that moment of awareness.
That's wonderful.
That's why it's nice to make them small so that you can make them into little booklets.
Yeah, little booklets that you can have in your handbag.
Yeah.
Powerful.
And the way you do that is you take the document and you make it so that you print 4 to a page.
Okay, so you'll have to give us some lessons on that.
Okay. So the next one that we're going to be talking about is the principles of brilliant authenticity.
Oh, love this one too.
And that's the 18 principles. And there, when you add them up, they become the flight of freedom of the trusting heart.
Oh.
And they're the direction of north. Yeah.
Wonderful. And what fear are we releasing here?
Through the ages, many have had a domineering influence on the one, the individual. The mirror of the north forms a result of the misperception of the many being able to control the one. That quantity outweighs quality. This illusion is particularly ironic considering that the only real being in your environment has been you. The only way to have freedom is to release the ties that bind, formed by the expectation of others. In doing so, others become your expression as you soar beyond the confines of existing paradigms in brilliant authenticity. Life bursts into graceful unfolding and you evolve into the divinity that waits.
I have to say, this is part of my daily practice. I do this every day. I cut all cords and ties that bind from me to all life and from all life to me. It's my little affirmation.
There you go.
And I clear because I feel I am not holding anybody captive and I don't want anybody holding me captive. So as I am free, all life is set free.
Wonderful.
I do find that's important too. Because it's easy, especially Lindy, as light workers, as you know, the healing work that we do. It's, you know, it's important that we not have cords or ties. And it's easy, you know, it's easy to attach ourselves or, you know, have things attached to us.
Yeah. And the other thing that's interesting and important to remember is that as the proxies and as the students that Almeen has brought forward of those original ones and doing stuff by proxy for humanity, we don't need to do it through the vessel anymore. So we don't need to have that pain and that following through, which is something that I came to clarity this morning on.
Yeah. Wow, that was a good session, Linda.
It was very, very good. I got up off the table and I thought my legs were going to collapse. I was just spinning.
Oh.
I've not experienced that ever before. But yeah, it was huge. It was big releases.
Amazing. Okay, so you want to start the 18 principles
sure.
of brilliant authenticity.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying
We're getting close to running out of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Uncompromising integrity is number one. Number two is rising beyond past standards of excellence. Number three is freedom from the repetitive cycles of mirrored life. Number four is uncompromising devotion to excellence. Number five is following the immovable North Star of absolute truth. Number six is the magnificent vistas of the eagle's flight.
Wow. To say I experienced that one yesterday, too.
Did you? Wonderful.
So, number seven, we have soaring beyond the paradigms of man. Eight is boundless accomplishments. Number nine, being a pioneer of the unknowable. Number 10 is the exhilaration of brilliant excellence. Number 11 is the bold expression of a symphony of color. Number 12 is the delighted exploration of the details within the vastness.
Number 13, contagious exuberance in expression. Number 14, majestic living from the pristineness of the totality of my being. Number 15, the radiant luminosity in a sky of joy. Number 16, the unwavering awareness of the sacredness of every step of the journey within infinite presence. Number 17, passionate participation in the divine dance of rapture and beauty. And finally, number 18, the explosive starburst of exquisite delight.
Oh, that is so perfect. You know, Linda, I was feeling like some of the, no, like these feel like runes to me.
They do to me too.
Yeah,
and the sigils on these are a lot more detailed.
Yeah,
they have the sigil, but they have almost like a rune that's a part of it. You notice how they're off to the sides?
Yeah, I'm really feeling runes in the, particularly this set.
Yeah.
But wow, that's amazing.
I think what it is, Denise, is it's the similarity between the two of them is that they're gateways.
Mm.
Each and every one is a gateway. The ruins, the 672, are gateways to the inner and outer combined as one, right?
Yeah.
And so these are also a gateway to get us to that place that gives us the freedom and the silence of the mind.
I think that's how I
feel them within my being.
Yeah. They do feel very, very powerful, you know. And they also tie in with the principles of pristine humanity, right?
Well, they're a part of that course, yeah. But I think they all stand upon, but the way when I've done the courses, the way I've used them is, like I said, I've created the little booklets so that it's something that I work with.
Yeah.
And so I'll work with this for a while, and then I'll bring out the 585 principles of pristine humanity, because those are the self wheels. They're in the 500, there you've got the 444 self wheels, and then you got the 144 frequencies of adventure, the 144 tones of purity, the 144 tones of clarity, and then the 9 tones of boundlessness. And by living those, that's how you create pristine humanity.
Oh, we have a big task ahead.
But it's living in the joy of it.
It is completely, completely living the joy, you're right.
And not doing it because we have a belief or a desire to fix or to change.
Yes.
That everything is in its perfection as it is. Recognize, how did I say this one time? It's the perfection of the imperfection we're looking at. And recognizing that there's nothing, that because they're in their perfection, in what we perceive to be their imperfection.
Yeah. There's the contradiction. Well, that's well said. Do you have a writing to end the show with, my love?
I do, if you would like me to.
Yes, I would, please.
Okay. Goes, my dear child, allow the energies of this day to fully envelop you in their perfection. They are a blessing that is being brought forward in the moment to help integrate all of the wonderful gifts you are starting to remember about yourself. They are also here to facilitate the release of old patterns of thinking and believing that you have held deep within your being. Celebrate all that you have in your life at this very moment in time, and recognize that it is all you truly require. This very moment in time, allow yourself to recognize how much more clear you hear the sounds of the birds, how much more profound you find the stillness that you encounter in those early morning hours when you first awake. Allow yourself to remain dwelling in your blessings for every moment. I fill you with my love so that you may allow your fears and doubts to flow freely away. The perception you hold around a specific fear can be turned into a healing if you open your thoughts to the possibility of the all. Bless your fears and consciously release them to my loving care. Continue to breathe in the faith you hold so deep within your soul, and you will forever be wrapped within my loving care and embrace, living a life full of ease and grace.
Wow, there's so much truth in that for me. Thank you, Linda. Thank you for
being you so very much.
Such a blessing, and for sharing this hour with us. And thank you to all our listeners. We're delighted to have you here, and praise, love, gratitude, and trust to all. Good night.
Good night.